Well, if you aren't in your car, but you're taking a metro, I wonder if you've ever stood on the platform waiting for a metro and wondered which car that you should get in to get you closer to where you're going, the exit at your destination. Well, Nicolas Crushton has done more than just wonder. He's created a map. It's called Direction Angrignon. I have it in front of me. He's a Montrealer and a software engineer, and he joins me in studio. Hello, Nicolas.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
So what is Direction Angrignon? It looks like, I can't even describe it, the panels of light named after each metro station.
That's right. So it's basically, it's a little bit like a photo collage. I call it a map because it's a different kind of subway map, a different kind of metro map. And instead of focusing on sort of which connections are, which stations are connected to which along which line, mm-hmm. I wanted to focus on the platforms. And so what I wanted to do was lay out a grid of each platform sort of laid out one on top of another. So you could see, if I get into a car near, the second bench from the left at Pinef, I can come out near the right escalator at Peel.
Okay.
Basically.
And why do you think that's so important? Like, what inspired you to do this?
Important is maybe a strong word, but it's kind of neat. Any commuter kind of knows the feeling, that little extra joy of coming out right at the stairwell. I know I wait next to the second column because that's where I wait.
You know what? It's so funny, but until I saw your map, I never thought about that, but I totally do that.
Everyone does it.
And when I'm in a metro station that I haven't been in before, I'm thinking, I wonder which one will get me to that exit.
Exactly. So some people are very, very good at judging distances. And I know if I stand here, I'm not. So, I was curious to see, first of all, what it would look like. And this is kind of what I came up with. So it's a map. It's a photo collage.
Right.
It's kind of neat.
Sounds like a bit of a fun project. Too,
it was, yeah.
So how did you go about getting the photos? Because that looks like a lot of work.
So I'm actually a little bit lazy. So I was trying to think of how to get the information to make this map. And I figured that the quickest way to visit every station on a line was actually just to ride the metro. So
right.
I wondered to myself, is there any way I can sort of take photos of every metro station from the train? And so what I did was I got into the last car. I sat in the rearmost seat and I basically pointed my iPhone out the window and took some video as the train left the station, which left me with these sort of 18-second long videos. And then I extracted all the frames of the video and kind of stitched them together like a panorama.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, but how do you use the map then?
So you've got the kind of the whole map where you see every station, and there's also an interactive version where you can choose just two stations. So, my home station, Pinef, and my workstation, Peel, you can kind of lay them out one next to the other, and you can kind of just scroll across and see. So if you just kind of look at, I want to get at such and such a stairwell at Peel.
Right.
You can kind of look at Pinef, what's there. Oh, look, there's the assistance phone.
Right.
On the right-hand side of the station. So
it's actually really beautiful when you zoom in, too. I mean, it's really a work of art, too.
And that's the Montreal Metro, right? That's one of the feedback that I've gotten online is that this works really well because our metro is quite beautiful, and there's each station looks a little bit different. They're decorated differently. This wouldn't work so well in a metro system where all the stations are the same.
Although, as you point out in your website, this is not the first time that people have attempted to do this kind of thing. There are some examples in other cities. Can you tell me about that? Because I know you were struck by something in Germany.
That's right. So there are other sort of subway systems, and even here in Montreal, there are apps that show you sort of which train car to get into and which door. And so my concern was that I don't know where the given train cars stop along our stations. But the original inspiration for me was traveling by rail between cities in Germany. There's these really handy posters. They have a name in German, which I won't attempt, which basically means the carriage position indicator.
Hi.
So on an intercity platform, different trains show up, and it's very important that you get into the right wagon of the right train. And so they have this nice little layout showing for this platform which trains are going to show up and where they will stop.
Uh-huh.
And it's all very well laid out.
But it's very graphic.
It's very graphic.
Yeah, it's not. Yours is really pictorial and
that's right.
Beautiful.
So I wanted to make something a little more, bit more schematic. Like that, but after I'd collected all the photos, I started measuring them and seeing if I could make something with little icons. But I realized actually that leaving it as a photo collage was much more interesting, much more appealing. So
and people can sort of use it for what they want, right? Because there is you can zoom in and get closer to them.
Exactly.
So You mentioned that people have said that it is beautiful, and to your point, the metro is beautiful. What about the STM? What do they think of this? Do they even know about it?
As far as I know, they don't know about it. So initially, when I was still thinking of making sort of more a schematic version, I had reached out to the STM to see if they would let me look at the architectural drawings for all the stations, but they declined to do so.
Yeah, I think they thought you were a security risk or something.
That's what they said. I mean, okay. that's what the letter said. That's okay. I mean, you know, I ended up taking pictures, and I actually think the pictures are better than my initial plan. So.
But how can people access it? I mean, obviously, if the STM signed on, it would be nice, right? Because then everybody could get it. So in the meantime, how can Metro users get to it?
Well, right now it's basically a webpage on my website, so that's how people can get there. And I guess you guys can
we will tweet that out for sure.
And that's kind of where we're at today. You know, you can download the image and store it on your phone, and you know, perhaps in the coming weeks I'll get around to doing all the other lines. Uh-huh. So our metro system has 146 platforms.
Yeah,
I only did 27 of them. But you know, as I mentioned, it only takes sort of one run each time. So
that's a labor of love, though, Nicholas.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's a delight to meet you, and we'll definitely tweet that out. Thank you so much.
Thanks
really
for having
interesting
me.
Project. My guest in studio is Nicholas Christian. He's a creator of this map called Direction Angrignon. We will tweet that out. But we also would like to play you a little music that we were inspired by. Here's Take the A Train.